Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Let's see. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for the nice weather we've been having. And bless all the brothers and sisters around the world and just help us to do what's right and remain faithful. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to get you all to do your verses first. So, if you all want to stand and let's see. Let's get John to start and then just go back that way.
Psalm 9:29. Then said Peter, I say, according to your faith, be it unto me. But Jesus turned himself about when he saw her He said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is the Father of those who give us the righteousness.
John 4:5. But he that worketh not, but believeth on Him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. John 20:26-29. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors were shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
Okay, is that all of you? Yes, looks like. All right, you may be seated. Any of you remember which chapter we're in?
Psalm 29.
I think it's 28, if I remember right. This week. Unless? No, I think it's 28. Psalm 28. To you, I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear my voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors but evil in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to their wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the works of their hands. Render to them what they deserve. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of His hands, He shall destroy them and build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving refuge of His anointed. Save your people and bless the inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Y'all got any questions about the chapter? Okay. Do y'all remember that last song I got y'all to memorize? Oh, did you know the little thoughts that flutter through your mind? Maybe you remember that? Maybe, maybe not. Well, I'm going to get you to memorize another song. You don't have to memorize it, but at least know how to sing it. There's 5 lines to it, so there's quite a bit to memorize. But you can if you want to, but you at least got to know how to sing it. And I got the papers back at the corner there, so I'll lay them out on the free table or wherever. But 1 per family. I think I got enough. So that's all for you little boys, as far as I know. All right, boys.
James 2:14. For what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? And we hear quite a bit that works are like Pharisees and stuff like that.
Hebrews 11:5. By faith Enoch was taken up that he would not be dead, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing before God.
Matthew 17:18-20. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus' heart and said, why can we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say to you, if you have faith, then it must be to you. He shall say to this mountain, remove hence, if you go into faith, and it shall all be, and it shall remove, and it shall be impossible.
James 2:18-20. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith, thou idols, and I will show thee my faith, by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe in him. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
Matthew 9:21-22. And she said, within herself, if Aaron may touch the garment, I shall be whole. But he turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Doctor, be of good comfort, that faith hath made you whole. And that woman was made whole.
1 Corinthians 13:2. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Romans 1:17. For evidence the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Proverbs 24:6. Most men will proclaim, everyone is known to him, but faith wins. He's the talk. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Revelation 10:19. He said, I know your works, your love and faith, and service and patience and endurance, and that your latter works exceed your service. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, and is teaching and dividing herself to practice immorality, and be good at Christ's time, and says what happened. And then, down closer. Again, he says, but to the rest of you, Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of faith, to you I say, I do not lay upon you any other burden, only hold fast what you have until I come.
James 2:1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. Wisdom of Sirach 26:12. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of loving, and faith is the beginning of clean sins. In
Joshua 5, when Michael, the archangel, appears to Joshua, and Joshua says, O Master, what do you command your servant? And he wasn't like Zechariah or some other people who doubted and questioned God, just had faith and asked how he could serve and obey him.
1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, they may require in spirit that a man be found faithful. Alright, for the big boys next week, I want them to consider why they do things or what makes them make good choices to make, and look up verses or history, I don't care. What things people did because they feared God, and what things people did because they feared people. The two different subjects, and each has both of them.